Now, a fair amount of food waste comes when affluent consumers buy healthy foods they should eat, but then leave them to molder in the fridge in favor of high-fat and sugar junk food. Let's face it, junk food can be addictive and hard to kick. But a recent study in the journal Nutrition and Diabetes suggests that it's possible to retrain the brain to crave healthier options by using a strategy called cognitive restructuring. For the study, researchers randomly assigned overweight or obese people to either a control group or a weight loss intervention group, which met regularly and was provided a high-fiber, high-protein diet. After 6 months, an MRI showed the intervention group had an increased brain response to healthy protein and fiber-rich foods and less response to high-calorie junk foods. To find out more, we called up a study co-author, Professor Susan Roberts of the Nutrition School at Tufts University. She spoke with Living On Earth's Helen Palmer.
So can you give me a short description of your study and what its results were in terms of dieting?
What we have is the first demonstration that it's possible to really rewire people's brains so that they learn to like healthy food and that they're less tempted by junk food. We did some baseline brain scans, and then we randomized people to either to what we called a waitlisted control or to our own weight loss intervention. And then 6 months later, we remeasured them. And we were looking at changes in the brain's addiction centers, you know, to see how much they were lighting up for different kinds of foods.
And what did you find when you looked at the brain scans?
So we showed people a bunch of pictures. And some of the pictures were of healthy food. There was green salads, grilled chicken, you know, all the things that people know are healthy. And then there was also things like French fries, big deluxe chocolates, fried chicken, things that everybody knows it's not good to eat too much of. And we were looking for their brain's response to these pictures. What you're doing is you're looking for the amount of neuronal activity in this reward center. This was a study about what tempts people, and the results were really quite amazing, that they really were less tempted for things like fried chicken and more tempted for grilled chicken after they'd been through the intervention compared to our waitlisted people who got nothing.
Now, you call this cognitive restructuring. What exactly are you doing?
So cognitive restructuring is the process of changing your brain. When you see a brain scan that has somebody lighting up less for junk food and lighting up more for healthy food, what you've done is you've changed the pathways in the brain. You've effectively put some of those pathways connected to junk food to sleep, and you've rewired some other pieces so that healthy pathway is more active.
But surely that means that if you happen to pass a donut shop and say, "Ooh, I really feel like a donut," or "I'm really feeling hungry, I'll just have one of those," could you backslide into the old junk food ways?
Oh, you could definitely backslide. I mean, I think the power of this approach is that people say they're less tempted, and so they're less likely to stop for that donut. But, you know, you can regrow those craving circuits for donuts. It's not like we've killed the circuits. I think we've put them to sleep. And so, you know, there's a certain amount of care, if you like, not to get casual and eat the things that you're no longer craving just because they're around, in order to maintain this new and kind of healthier way of eating.
I'm interested if there are lots of different possible circuits, or if there's one circuit and what you've done is change the one circuit.
There's a ton of different circuits. You know, there's a circuit, roughly speaking, for every food.
Oh, really? So it's just a matter of which circuit lights up?
Well, I think, you know, eating healthy food when you're hungry is one of the most important things that people can do on their own, because hunger is a very important way to kind of push those pathways in the right direction.
So tell me a little about the intervention. What did it entail?
So first of all, a disclosure. I think this is a really important advance in obesity treatment. And as a scientist, I can't possibly scale this to make this available to, you know, millions of people. So I have given the program to a company. But what it is, it's we have our own unique dietary composition. We have menus that we get people to follow while they learn how to do the new program. We've designed the menus so that they have a ton of choices. We have pizza, we have hot dogs, we have steak, we have burgers, we have ice cream sundaes. And some of them come with recipes, but some of them are just construction meals where you buy the right stuff in the supermarket and you put it together. And the brain training happens as a result of eating the right things and not eating the wrong things.
So if you're allowing people to eat pizza and eat burgers and eat hot dogs, there's got to be a very strict kind of portion control behind this as well.
Well, portion control is part of it, but the composition of these foods is very different. It's a fairly high protein diet. It's a low glycemic index diet. It's a very high fiber diet. So they can have pizza, but it's my own formulation, which has more fiber and more protein and less carbs, for example. So that's one of the ways that we get rid of cravings, is we give people the taste they like, but the composition is a better composition for controlling cravings.
But you're suggesting a particularly high-fiber diet, which is not necessarily what's to be found out there unless you're shopping very carefully.
I think shopping carefully is definitely part of it. There's tons of good high-fiber, low-carb breads, crackers, pastas, even soups. All of the foods that you could want for healthy weight regulation are out there today. Careful shopping is actually what it comes down to. You can't just go back to exactly what you were doing before, because what you were doing before caused you to gain weight. So there's some long-term changes that need to be made. But I think what we're doing is getting people to enjoy those long-term changes so they don't feel like deprivation.
Susan Roberts, author of The Eye Diet and professor of nutrition and psychiatry at Tufts University, spoke with Living on Earth's Helen Palmer.